Suppose you didn't have in mind. Usually you eat in the kitchen. And now you decided to eat it in the living room.
And you didn't have it in mind.
Yeah, you didn't realize.
So then
you have to make a new bracha. What about as far as the bracha achrona? Is the bracha achrona in the new room more potter than the bracha achrona for the first room?
We'll discuss that too.
In other words, it's not like pas, because pas, so there's a machlekes in Mishnah Brachah between Hashem and Mesila. Suppose he started to eat pas in one place, then he opened, then he moved to another place, then he has to bench, so the halacha is he has to go back to the place where he started to eat pas. He cannot bench in the place where he finished the soup, where he is. So pas is considered very much to only walk in between. There's a pas certain. Then there is a machlekes b'shamim. How about mizemes, cake, not pas mamash? So some of the shamim say cake is like pas mamash. Some of the shamim say cake is not like pas mamash. The two mentions all the days. How about wine?
Wait, so what does it mean that mizemes is like pas legabe which din?
That is, so he has to go back to the original place where he started to eat.
And how does the mechaber pass him? Halacha lemaisa, how do we pass him?
We pass him the chumre, that not only pass, but even mizemes and even wine and anything that is sorry that requires a broch achas minshalos, like grapes and dates.
You have to go back to the original place.
But suppose it's meat or chicken, or fish, or apples or pears, so then you don't have to go back.
This is even lechatchila or only
lechatchila?
Even lechatchila, you can.
Even lechatchila. Moran Brachas mentions that one person didn't go back to the place where he ate, and then he was punished, he was eaten up by a lion. Yet in Moran Brachas mentions, don't be sharp, please. Today we are not in that level to be punished for such a seemingly trivialities. But with Moran Chazal, they were on a higher level.
So we can use that as a kula, that if you say a bracha on wine in one place, and then you go to another house, that you don't have to say another bracha on the wine?
You shouldn't go to another house. Let's say sometimes you are invited to Shemabach, it's Friday night. So you should bench and everything, and then go to Shemabach. And if you go in the middle of the suit and finish through there, you're not expected to be.
Why? Because it's Gemara or something?
Because you're mocking.
No, but if it's Dvarim Hatzuni Bracha Lacharem Bin Koma, then you're allowed to, then...
Because his intention is
right,
to go back. But suppose his intention is not to go back, then he has to bench. It's right. he can take a dream there and do that for a sure bracha. Then he has to come back home and finish the meal there. Or I can think all the time. Then we went on the base that the Jews were over any of the tensions and so the Gemara says, Machlekes, Rav, and Shmuel, and Teichen, whether there is aloha to Jewish or Mokim Sude, or not to pass that in Jewish or Mokim Sude. So the Gemara says, so I need to show my pursuit that after the Kodesh is actually shvadi, the candle was extinguished. While the man in the garden, the rabbi prayed at the shvadi, the candle, the Kodesh, we told him what he already was in Kodesh before in the house. Yeah, so we, since he didn't eat there, some male in Kishma Basuda, he hadn't drunk the Vishyayin either, because if he had drunk in Vishyayin, the Torah says that's considered like Suda. He just drank the Lugma, like the Shia of Kiratime of Kishma Basuda.
How much is a review of Yayin? How many ounces?
Three Xaisi.
Right.
Three Xaisi. A Beitzo and a half.
So in ounces, how much is that?
What?
Practically speaking, how much is
that? Oh, so there is a machleke between the chaznish and Chaim Noe. Chaim Noe specialized in shiurim, and the chaznish specialized in everything. But in the none of shiurim, so Chaim Noe. Is really, I mean, I'm not saying my opinion, but all the poskim of Yerushalayim said, because it's not only that the machleke between the chaznish and Chaim Noe regard the shiur and so on. So now that this is a guideline in aloche, I don't think it is that, but a smach it is. When they dug up the Matzada, the mikveh, so they measured it, and then the Yam was there, and all the archaeologist was there, and it was exactly the way Reb Chaim Noe measures. Up to the dot, to the fourth decimal place. Isn't it something?
I don't understand. They would have the mikvah only exactly like the shir. They would not
because
make it larger.
Because they didn't have space in Matzada. We think they had space. Like today, you can spread out for
so they would. So it means if one drop of water goes out, that's the end of the mikvah.
Never mind. They did it in such a way that it wouldn't leak out. They did this in such a way.
Practically speaking, they would make sure.
Exactly. To four decimal places. It was in all the newspapers. We couldn't understand it. The godless of David, I mean, this is something unusual. Unusual.
Anyway, so what's the machlokas by reviews? What are the two numbers?
Shurim, I mean, the question is, the chaznish relies on the Rimde. He says that
everything is doubled today.
Today you have to double it. Yeah, I mean, it is. Of course, Nishtana, but Nishtana Ateva in such a short time. How many years is it since the war? So the Reb Chaim Noe was not, did not accept the Shit of the Blue. And the Chazanish did.
But do you know the numbers? What are the numbers?
I'll tell you, when you look it up in Achille, in Encyclopedia Talmudis,
yeah.
So you'll find the exact number.
Yeah.
How many cc's? I think it's about 8 cc's according to Chaim Noe.
Eight what?
cc's.
What's cc's?
Cubic centimeters.
Oh, okay.
You look it up in the encyclopedia.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm going to show my kids some fucking shit. But I'm going to show my kids some fucking shit. Don't know why I can't win a big man. Κάτι σώμαλον τι μίλε. Δεν μ' αρέσει να σπίζε με σάκρα λόχου σφάγε εδώ με κάτω στο χώρο του Ισάχη που πηκτούσε το όχαλο να πτήσω και είσαι ο μόκρι μου σούτ. Είναι η βόμα ραβάλε εκόμ με λίδι μάρα από τη κυρά η βάμα με κλάτ όλοι οι μάρες μου ραβάλε σρέπε ράπε δίδε κλάτσι σρέπε ράπ η βάμα με κλάτ και όπου τη σμούε. Matiri mi beget li beget, because rapse zitsosea mishu zoi mitzve, because there is nisa de reise to vase chefze of mitzve. We learn it out, it's nisa de reise. Bishof achas adam vachiso, shere chaseo biragot. So in other words, he has to pick up the offer with his hands, not with his foot, because then he's vase chefze of mitzve. So Mele Rav says, you cannot take out the tzitzis from one beged and put it in another beged, the sibzoi, even though you do it for mitzvah, you don't do it for rishus. It's still a disservice. And Shmuel says, if you take out the tzitzis in order to tie a package, then it's a disservice mitzvah. But if you take out the tzitzis in order to put it in another beged, it should also be a mitzvah. So then, it's no bizoy. So Rabbi here passed like Shmuel, not like Rabbi said. The question is, by Hanukkah, same question. In other words, whether you are allowed to be madlik only Hanukkah from another Hanukkah. And it's not completely the same question, because it could be mechalek, because when you are matir, tzitzes, from one beged to the other, so it's on the same level. Both in itself, this is the rice, that is mechuyev in the rice. But by the Chanukah, so the ikar mitzvah is nirechot. The other nirechot are only doing hadrim, hadrim, in a matir. So really you could say, that matirim beget lebeget like Shmuel, but he madlikim in here and here, because the second candle is not on the same level as the first candle. So still, Rabbi was neiki Shmuel.
As far as the first question of matirim, is it a bizer to the mace or is it a bizer to the beget?
What mace? What kind of mace?
Aren't we talking about the beget is on
matirim
the mace?
Matirim beget lebeget. By a maze? Who says it's a maze? It's itzes, not a maze. What do you see maze? It's itzes. The morning Shabbos, but itzes.
The beged itself is a chetz
of
mitzvah, or just
the
the
itzes is the chetz of mitzvah. So the beged is not chetz of
mitzvah. But it's tashmishi mitzvah, it's not tashmishi
mitzvah. Tashmishi is not tashmishi dusha.
Right.
Only trum is tashmishi dusha. But this is that, I mean, even the
The box.
That's
Tashmisha
Kedusha.
But the this is Tashmisha Mitzvah. So doesn't the Gemara Megillah say that Tashmisha Mitzvah are Nizrakim?
Shalui Bishas Tashmisha.
Right.
In other words, suppose the tzitzis is old, is dirty, you don't want to wear it, then you can throw it in the garbage. But as long as it can be used, but you want to use it for another beggar.
Right.
But it can be used by somebody else
for this beget.
For this beget.
So what's the iser? So what's the iser?
The iser is the shofach es adam shel chaseyu biragot.
Bizur mitzvah.
Bizur mitzvah.
Even if we say that tzitzis is chol as gavra, it's still bizur mitzvah. The beget is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is wearing the beget. So why?
But he's doing it to wear it. He's not putting it in the bath. In the drawer, places a sikashe called, we'll soon see, according to Mandoma, that Jesus is chilas manu.
Yeah.
We'll soon see this is kashe, but anyway, you could distinguish between the heter of matira and beged l'beged, because they are on the same level, and neil neil, when it's not in the same level. Still, Rabbe was neik like Shmuel, even in neil neil. You see, by mace, let's say, to use the tachrichim of one mace for another mace, that's another reason, because it's huksil mace, so it's also it's not a question of bir mitzvah, in other words, because a mace is also by noe. So if it was used for one mace, you cannot use it for another mace. Even if you're just mazmi, so it's a machleke between Abayim and Rove, but it's not the Yisar of Bishop Chesedam Bechisov, Shalom, Yechasen and Rabo. My nickname is here. Maloche Jereb Shimen Bigreire. That means the double shimen you are allowed to be here. Mitokis, the sapsol, the chair, and the offer, even though it's possible that it will make chritz, the meloche, but it's not a psikreshe, so mele, we pass on a chrishimen, that if it's not a psikreshe, so the notion is having his winter and kol ha-tekule, and in Shabbos. Or the part of his having as a chritz, so the Gemara says, t'chume de rab ad-rovi, t'chume de rab lo yavot. Now, של רבי שמואל מלדליק ויכול לאהוב את רבי כשמואל אם אין כאילו לא חמי אוהב את כשמואל להצריך קדיש במוקר שודה כל ויכול מינו אוהב את רב בר מהנפלט ושם יקחום את רב בר מהנפלט לאהוב את כשמואל לכולה וכן קידוש לכולה דרב כל ויכול לאהוב את ואף אגב את הניר איזה Kulin Homer, so then it is Silvach is Kilayir, so Hanami Leich had his Asanadot, Kikin Kamoch is so in the Shetter. Roma Shmuel the Chemitrei, Fede Homer, the Orson Kule, who Hoche, so in one case it's a Kule, in one case it's a Homer. In Hoche Shmamin Omoy Dio Chaski Shmuel, in Kiv Shalmat Nusuder, and Kaddish Lachirim Chusnu Beisei, Nira Beinai, Shin Tzorech Lisechon, Shatul Lisoachon, Yotsu Beis Abayis, in Kiv Mok Tzuri, that means that the Mekadir Shesnerit, somebody who is Mechuyah Vestum, Latikot, the Kodunat, that's why the Torah says it's a Bochol Atole, because who drinks, even if he drinks a reveals, that's a sugar, but he is a cot.
So give it to a gado.
What?
So give it to a gado.
Give a reveals to a god. Yeah, in Achname. But they don't want to drink a reveals. I don't know why, but they don't.
Well, according to the Rambam,
you see that. What?
According to the Rambam, you shouldn't drink it.
Why not?
The Rambam doesn't hold of the heter.
It doesn't say anything.
So, Mihegi tasted to himself.
All right, but I won't argue with you.
You rely on the heter of Revius?
Oh, sure.
You would eat and make kiddush and just drink a Revius without
eating
bread?
First of all, we don't, we are made like this one to be Sarab.
That
we
what?
Don't make kiddush and shul.
Right, but I just mean, let's say you're invited for a kiddush.
Oh, sure. Of course.
You would just drink a reviews of yarn.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's it.
Like the goat?
As a matter of fact, I did, you know, many times at the new fulfillment. So I was there, so I used to make kiddush and wine. And I didn't want to say pass in Zenes because of Chodosh. So I drank a reviews wine. At one time, Ramesh Feinstein was in the Tikasha for Lyle, he was the Kiddush. So I had to make Kiddush. So I said that I didn't want to drink so much wine. So I said I'll drink in the Lubmov and the Revis. So the Major Feinstein said, all right, that's an easy. Or you can give them a Lubmov to be taken somebody else if you don't want to drink too much. And you'll drink the Revis.
The Revis, for example.
So the Lubmov is only the sheer team in the case of Bach and the Chavis. It's not in the government. But the degrees, that's the government.
You have to drink it yourself.
So what did I do? I wouldn't drink much. Because at that time, it was before I had this, I suffered from an ulcer. I wasn't supposed to drink wine on an empty stomach, only a little bit. So that's why I was marked. So it's the difference between the degrees and the degrees, it was the wrong one.
So Moshe said you could be Samach on the Shittisa Gaonim, like Kiddush Makom Sura?
There is no Rish in this Teirah Shchelik. No Rish in Teirah Shchelik. All right, Yisrael says the Adram in Yisrael, okay. He's going to the Rish for his son and son was.
Because the Mishnah Berurah says that Tadchil you should be Maach Mer Tav Dachka Pasha Mizonos.
Yeah, I reckon so it's this. In reality,
he said, "B'shas Achak, you can be Samach on the Gaonim."
Something else. Machlikes Chaim and Nitziv was something else. So the Nitziv made Kiddush, and the Chaim was Yezid. And of course he ate Mizenis. He ate Mizenis. But then the Chaim had to drink a kosher mashkin. Tea. He had to drink tea. So the Chaim made the Bracha Shakel on the tea. So the Siv says, Yayin Peter, we call it the Mashki. So the Chaim said, it doesn't say, Beri Priya Gefer Peter, we call it the Mashki. But Yayin Peter, we call it the Mashki. In other words,
you have to drink the water.
And you drink, then it patterns all other Mashki tea. But Beri Priya Gefer, I don't drink, so it doesn't pattern.
The Chaim did not drink from the kosher kiddush?
No, he was not supposed to.
He was just Yotze?
Yeah, because the Chaim had trouble with the lungs all his life. He died from the lungs. So he was not supposed. Somebody who has heart trouble, so wine is good, you see. But somebody who has lung trouble, so wine is not good. If somebody has an ulcer, wine is not good. If somebody who has trouble with the kidney, wine is not good for. For heart is the best thing in the world. Best thing in the world. Wow. So, as a matter of fact, the doctor told me to drink wine. I only drink wine and Shabbos in it. I can't drink wine. Even grape juice I can. But grape juice is not, say, especially good for the heart because there's no alcohol, only wine.
So
on Shabbos, I drink a lot of wine.
The Malalugmov and the Shira Bias by Kiddush Makom Sura and Kiddush are two separate Shirim?
Of course, Malalugmov is a Shirim team in Kiddush.
So you need Malalugmov for the Kosher Bracha, and then you need additional Revias for
Sura.
For Sura.
Sura, calls it again.
Or you can give the Malalugmov to somebody else, and then you have your own Revias.
That's right.
So mostly you could be Samach on the Gaonim.
Yeah.
For Kiddush Makom Sura.
And the Mishnah Berurah also mentions the child, but I don't think he's Machpelah. He mentions the Rav Kveyad, but he's not Machpelah, he's not true. That was the Machpelah between the Tziv and the Machpelah. Okay. So says Tiyim Omide Mira Dain Tim Aslach Kidamrim Amferitim Odish Wurz Kidamrim Amrim She Litim Mide Yazle De Achle De Shos Im Och Dimeil Nitakime Lashim Dimofilet Bishabes Knoi Bisuke Heine Davke Bisuke Shlishis Aber Loi Bis Sofen Pesis Shite Is Mashma. Dieses Wort tun wir Tagim. Tagim means Misenes, no?
Mm-hmm.
So only by Gimel Shudas B'Shabes is the discussion. Shudas Rambam is that even Shal Shudas requires Pas Mamish, you have to wash, not to eat Misenes.
Doesn't the Rambam even require Yain?
What is that?
Doesn't the Rambam require Yain?
The Rambam requires Yain. I saw it among Hasidic Rebbe.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with it. The Boston Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchok, was once invited to Meriah. So the HL should have said, so yes, for why? So I said, it's like Shidus Rambam, that you have to make it, yeah. Not Kiddush, but just the Birkas Birkas Birkas. As a matter of fact, even the Shabbos, soon in the morning, Machloken between the Rambam and the Raid, it's called it the Rambam, is called Kiddush Rabbi. Kiddush Rabbi. They called it the Rambam. So Kiddush Rabbi, what kind of Kiddush Rabbi is it all right? The Hasidim, they say, Shomos, in a Shabbos, they say, Homil, in order it should be a Kiddush Rabbi. But we don't say it, we just say Bera Pre'ager. So why is it called Kiddush Rabbi? So the Rabbi says that it's Loshes Adonai, not to insult the Bera Pre'ager of the Shabbos morning. So we call it Kiddush Rabbi, you know, like a euphemism, like Birkas Hashem, which really means the opposite.
Isn't Minit HaGimah Peres and Basar, as Rambam says?
What is that?
Minit HaGimah. Tagimah, Rashbam says in Tuzayim means Paris and Basar.
Yes, Paris and Basar, yeah.
So that's
Paris and Basar, yeah.
So that means not Mizonis.
Yeah, yes. But not Mizonis, yeah. Mm-hmm. There is a Shita Mizonis that Kedah Shal Shudas. Mm-hmm. And the Shita Sarambam is Pas Mamish. But Tezve says, Kedah Minan Imish, Tine Mir, that would be a riot to what his son said. Tezve Shita. He says, Timas Lechem, Lechem Amish. Not in Zemes and not Yai, Kidamun and Fredimu de Shues, Kidamun and Nisha, eaten the Osle de Shose. The Shose doesn't mean water tea, it means Shose Yai. So, of course, this Shite is explicit. Rambam is not explicit, but Taisu Shite, that's why the Mishnah Bore says Matzah Yai. Because Taisu Shite is explicitly spelled out against the Shite Sagin.
So, what about the Rambam? You were saying the Ravid about Kiddush Rabbah.
Yeah.
And what you said.
Then the Rambam Shite is the din of Kiddush.
Mm-hmm.
Kiddush Mamish. The Shaila is whether the Aloha from Kiddush or Mokim Suda applies to the Kiddush of the morning.
I mean, according to the Ravid, it's not Kiddush.
It's not Kiddush, just the Bracha.
Just the Bracha.
And according to the Rambam, it is Kiddush. But according to the Rambam, there is a chiyuv of making the bracha ve'agef and shal shudas, just as it is according to the Ravid
in the morning.
Shab in the morning.
Uh-huh. So therefore, the Nachumim you're saying, according to the Ravid, there's no din of kiddush makom suda.
He said it before, right?
There's no din of kiddush in the morning.
No, just the bracha ve'agef.
And therefore, there's no din of kiddush makom
suda.
So
Mark Rachiwa
couldn't derive
it
after
Brachiwa's
Mark
Rachiwa from Shabbos? No, it's a chiyuv, that's right, I mean, it's Mark Rachiwa. In other words, it's not that you're not allowed to get right, it's Mark Rachiwa. There's the difference, you're right, between the Rive Chita in the morning, so there it's a matter, it's not just the mitzvah, it's a matter. Suppose you want to make an Yitzhak in the Oretz, and then make it more of a value. They're not allowed. Man schenkt ihm, was schaust du das hier, im Hasid für wen, die should first say, wer priagert, und dann sehr wisslach, no. So I was impressed when I saw it. It was not as I said, it's like Ramam Shittibachta. Kachos Aveysal. So since the time I was makpid.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. But there is one thing that I rely on the Shittis Raiva Chabbos Mom. Like this, my father was makpid for the Shittis Ageni that they nikachin al tovo shorol in Asichot HaMizbeach. So Yain Nivushu or grape juice, which is not all Nasrallah Mizbeach, because Nasrallah Mizbeach has to be Sheikha. Sheikha means wine. Yain in the Torah means grape juice. Sheikha in the Gemara means beer. But Sheikha, Yain the Sheikha, I'll teach you. So Sheikha doesn't mean beer, in the Torah it doesn't mean beer. In the Torah, the Vim Ksuvi, Sheikha does not mean beer. So Sheikha means wine. Alcoholic wine. And yain means grape juice. Yain means grape juice. Let's say we got a Birkaskiani. So this is shaila whether somebody who drank these grape juice, we pass him that shosha these yain, so Al Yisra escape. Al Yisra escape. Why? Even though there is halach of shikha. But there is the more learns the Alfusei Smichus, because in Parsha Nosei there is a Smichus, there is a juxtaposition between the Dini of Nozir and Birkas Keren. So in other words, just as a Nozir is also a Yain, so a Keren who drank wine is not allowed to do. So that's why a Keren who drank a Revi's wine is not allowed to do for songs of Hastoa. You have to be makpid that the Kehani should not make Kiddush before the Duch. In many shuls, especially in Yeshivas, which my father did not approve of it. So in the Yeshivas, years ago, they used in Europe in Yeshivas. So they used to Duch because they wanted to drink wine. So they used to Duch in Shachas. And my father was so angry at the Yeshivas. In here, I don't know Lakewood, but I know Chaim Berlindy also did it. Because of that, I didn't want to come. When I was at Chaim Berlindy, I refused to come to Simchas Torah to them.
Simchas Torah is the Duchen Shachas?
Because that's really a pale gathering. Who Duchen Shachas?
So your father said that on Simchas Torah, should Duchen and Musaf and not drink before that?
And not drink before that's a big thing.
Even grape juice?
Yeah. You know, I remember Shiri Tzvachono and so, the Kehani wanted to shikha, so they just left to Kehani, who didn't drink wine.
Even grape juice you can't drink before Duchanan?
Right?
Even grape juice you can't drink before Duchanan?
In York, because Duchanan is the Alfuse, it's not shikhas. It's the Alfuse.
Achilles.
Not the Chatri.
Of eating it, of drinking it?
Yeah, that in Kehani is not allowed, it's not a question of Chatkilah. The bracha would be a bracha of Atol. If a Kehani would drink Revi's Yayin.
Even if it's another scriptures.
The Yayin, you know, is fades away. So that means because there is also a little bit of shikras.
Even scriptures?
Yeah, there's a little bit of shikras. And as a matter of fact, the price increase says, Shoso Cholov. Yachol Dvela, figs. So he's not allowed to do David until he goes a meal, he walk or he goes to sleep. Should you ever hear such a drink? That milk is a shaker. Never has it. But when I had the ulcer operation, he took out 2/3 of my stomach. But I had a very big stomach, so the 1/3 is as large as the whole stomach of the average person. So it didn't affect me. But again, I had an unusually big stomach. That's why I had so much pain, because of the acidity in the stomach. So I had so much pain, you know. When I had to drink warm milk in order for the pain to subside. So then, after the operation, so Dr. Ginsburg, he told me to, he wants to have a checkup like you. So I said, so yesterday I felt it's fine, I have no pain, nothing. But one thing, when I drink a glass of milk, I become drunk. As if I had drunk 4 cups of wine on a piece of night. Same way, I have to lie down. So that's why, even today, I drink very little milk. I only drink tea with milk, because it will make me drunk. That's right, the posik. The posik by Dveil. Yain shal cholav nesonolami. To put Sisro to sleep. He fell asleep. So I said, why is it so? So I said, I'll tell you. The reason as to why you feel drunk is because we cut out 2/3 of your stomach. So those 2/3 of the stomach are the 2/3 of the stomach where the milk chemically combines with other substances, so no alcohol is formed. But since we cut out 2/3 of your stomach, so it cannot come. So then alcohol becomes formed in the other third that is left. I really don't need to understand it, because you have to know a lot of chemistry for it. Because the 2/3 that were cut out were the 2/3 that was, that is close to the esophagus, you see. And then it sold up the lower third to the esophagus. But I have no trouble now. But I can't drink milk, only tea with milk. Let's say when I go to bed, then I could drink milk, but I don't like it. I just drink tea with milk. I never drink milk. I eat all kinds of cheese and everything, but milk I don't drink. Tea with milk, not milk.
Your father was makdid, like the Shittus Rambam, to be mekadosh only on Yain Shorel and Asaf Agavim Mizbeach. For which Kiddush? For which Kiddush?
Yeah, so Friday night, my father was makdid, but Shabbos morning, he was not.
Because Friday night's the Iker Kiddush,
so that's it. He relied on the Shit. First of all, it's a sexic. First of all, maybe the Damoch is like the Rambam, that in Asrin or Yain Shorel and Mizbeach doesn't mean Mamish that is on Mizbeach. Quality-wise, it has to be good to be Nisal Gam Mizbeach. In other words, if it's of inferior quality, so HaKeveinu Lepechecho, HaYantzecho, I mean the Pesuk Malach, but if for it, because of the Din is not all Nisal Gam Mizbeach, then doesn't apply to me. And even according to the Geinim, that it means it manages to be all Nisal Gam Mizbeach, maybe that was like the Rebbe, that in Shabbos morning there is no din of Kiddush.
So what did he not use for Kiddush, Belaila? What did he not use for Kiddush?
Grape juice.
Didn't use grape juice. Only wine. And not Yain Mevushel?
Not Yain Mevushel.
And did he use Dafka red wine?
No.
You don't need Dafka red wine?
That's only in other cases of Tir Yain Mevushel.
So you don't need Dafka red wine?
Yeah, that's right.
As long as it's not Mevushel.
Yeah, that's right.
Is
there more of a hakpanet
at night, not to do
mini tardima,
in other words, to use mizonos or something? Or is there some people
have minog
at night?
Well, Peshu Shiti is.
It's only
lecha,
but
those shiti. The only heta of mini tardima is the Shalashudis. But Shabbos Sude, Friday nights and Sude Shabbos morning, you have to eat past mamish. Not even mizinus.
Because those sheets would say mini tardima as it's a mizonos.
Mizinus.
So would it be proper even to. So some people would say it's simplest towards night, they do that in Kiddush.
But then they wash and they
later, no, they make Kiddush sure, only later, after Hakkadah or something, go home.
Oh, so then they wash, they eat past
night. Later.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So not like these sheets. It's not like
the
sheet in
it. And the sheet doesn't say the same deep again in the zone.
That's right.
You wouldn't have to be methodical between the morning and the night.
I didn't think so.
Rabbi, another thing. You can make Kiddush on pas. You don't have to make it on one, right? You can use pas instead of was.
Well, that's a machlekes rishonim. Most rishonim say that there is no aloha on Shabbos and Yom Tov to make kiddush on yayin. It's only whatever you like more. If you like more pas, so it's more mitzvah to make kiddush on pas. Rabbi Tamshit is no. Even if you like pas more, you still have to make the chatchila kiddush on yayin.
And how do we fast him?
The minig is always on yayin. I rarely saw a Jewish home where they make kiddush on pas.
But in the Shulchan Aruch, how does he pass it?
He's lechatchile like Rabbi Tam.
Yeah. You should be more. But let's say you're in a Shas of Chag situation.
So it's okay.
Don't have any wine.
It's okay. My father was sick and he couldn't drink wine. He asked somebody else to drink the wine, but in the kitchen.
The kitchen wine?
And the same thing. He has a mitzvah to make kitchen wine.
Now, this heter of making kiddush al pas, according to those who show him who argue in the town.
So it's a mitzvah if he likes it.
Right. Does that apply during the day also, or only at night?
If it applies at night, so certainly during the day, and all night is mochamot. Night is aloha of kiddush. In the day, according to the rabbit, it's only in al boche, therefore.
So it does apply.
So it's kalvachena.
Okay.
Ubikinus dioche lenefkis umashal hoyo makpid al suda Shabbos umashal hoyo makpid al suda Shabbos shal leicho b'linea. So only thing is because it is not suda. And how about suda Shabbos to eat in the darkness? That's not because of Shabbos. Now, here there is a big finish in business, and apparently it's 2 days. Because according to the first washing, there's such a big finish. Most Rishonim say that you have to eat, you can't be Mekayim, all the Sholish Shudahs being. You have to eat 1 Shudah at night, and 2 Shudahs being. That's why, you see, but Rabbi Willi, if you mentioned it's an option. It's not a good option, it's only an option according to the first Russian basis. Shabbos Erev Pesach, you know, the eternal problem, Shabbos Erev Pesach. What should you do? So he said, One option he was mentioned by a major Feinstein that, in other words, another matzah, that I mentioned, which Del Hashulchan really mentions, and the Mishneh Berurah mentions it briefly, so it means matzah mishalas. Another option to eat sholosh shudahs. And then there's another machlekes, because he assumed, there's the Shita Saran, that you're not allowed to eat matzah in the day of Erev Pesach, but in the night of Erev Pesach you are allowed. There's the Shita Saran, but the Shita Sarambam is mashma, that you're not allowed with the Rabbonon to eat even matzah Erev Pesach in the night of the fourth. Mashma Shita Sarambam. How is it? It will not be neatly done. Okay, so that agrees with
you. So how's Mashmah this tells us that you can't have 2 Shudahs at night?
The first washing taste says is like Rabbi Willick's suggestion.
Where?
He says, taste says that you can eat sholosh shudahs. He says, what do you say? Hayim shushuch lasis l'mochol sholosh shudahs. He can eat all the sholosh shudahs in the daytime, nighttime of course not. Or what does Rabbi Willick say?
Two shudahs at night.
So Tezvis only says that he can bring the kayim all the sholosh shudahs in the daytime, even though not a single sugi is eaten at night. It's on the contrary. It's on the contrary. But to eat all the shalosh sugis at night, then there is no such thing. A mistake. So what Rabbi Wilk said is no option according to any day. Oy shaloi, shemo imchu leachel b'mokim sheyeshon sheyeshon neir v'im yai. So there'll be a Kri Shabbos. So the second Taras apparently holds that you cannot bring the kain all the shaloi shudas in the daytime. One sudi at least has to be at night, and then the shita of most of the shudas. So this option is no option according to any shita. Matirim v'eret lebeget. Now Tezu says the kash. V'avo gav b'shmoel Yisrael. V'perek atchiles. V'kubse chayom b'sis.